The best tea in the city. Every Monday to Friday from 9 to 12 p.m. on Kaya FM 95.9.
Hey, good morning. I hope you're well. You made it. The bottom line is you are alive and we celebrate you for that. Thank you for being here. You are in for a treat today, music and otherwise, right? I'm just about to play you a lady that was mentored by Tupac. But let me throw this at you. Have you ever wished bad on someone out of anger and it happened? Good morning. I hope you're well. I'm good. I had a great weekend. I hope you did too. You know, when people hurt you, do you sometimes wish bad onto them? Out of anger, of course. So they can feel your pain, the pain that they've put you through. And when you say, or does it make you happy when you see them eventually suffer? Or your good conscience gets the better of you and you end up feeling bad? Growing up, we were all taught to have the will to forgive. Have the will to forgive others and let go. But there are times where motu. People will hurt you. And you can't help in your hurt and anger wish karma onto them. We're also told that we should also watch our tongue. Watch out. Watch your tongue. Because it can bewitch someone. It can cause harm to someone. You say something in anger only for that thing to manifest. You were once upon a time got so hurt by an ex, and you wish them nothing but the same level of pain, if not worse. In fact, worse than I wish, Tony Braxton. And it happened. If you've ever uttered the words, Ulibambe lingashon, or nakele diaka haiwele fats, trust me when I tell you, you have spoken harm onto someone. And chances are, it's going to happen or it happened. They say, think before you speak. But we know, in anger, emotions take over. How ya kereking? Oruma melanda de tuso. About Proverbs 18, verse 21. The tongue has the power of life and death. Like Jonah. Meaning that your words can either speak life to someone or words can speak death to someone. Not death in finality, but harm. Have you ever, out of anger, wished something bad onto someone? And it happened. Now, pause there. When you witnessed your words coming to life, how did you feel? Were you happy? Or it was painful to see it manifest. So in other words, you regretted it. Hashtag, I spoke harm and it happened. Why do you do it? 3 teaspoons coming up. Libuwani Mkombo RT, I cursed my baby daddy not to ever see what he does with his money, because the only time he takes care of the baby is when he feels like it. And that's exactly what's happening in his life. I spoke it and it happened. Not sure if I feel bad, but he has been apologizing. But I can't find it in my heart to forgive him. Awana.
3 teaspoons on the best tea in the city.
These are the 3 teaspoons on I spoke harm and it happened. Why? Because you are hurt. You know, when we are hurt, we tend to want those who hurt us to feel the pain that we are feeling. So we wish bad onto them. Sometimes we even wish it would be 10 times worse than what they did to us, so they can think before they're doing it to others. However, what if their day doesn't come? Are you going to be bitter forever? 2, you spoke harm and it happened. Why? Because we want revenge. Whenever people hurt us, our first initial reaction is to get back at them for what they did to us. So we'll go at great lengths to see them face the same pain we felt. However, sometimes the results aren't what we expected and we end up regretting wanting that revenge. because your words may just manifest into reality. The last teaspoon of the three teaspoons on hashtag I spoke harm and it happened because we are petty. Honestly speaking, we are petty. Sometimes we get hurt and angry over small things. And instead of brushing them off, we choose to fight. Most times, if you think about it, your grudges is a culmination of issues piled up that we haven't dealt with. And now the frustration and out of frustration and anger, we cast bad verbal spells onto the next person. When in actual fact, it is us that need the karma for sweeping issues under the carpet. I spoke harm and it happened.
Not to me. It never happens. If I wish harm upon somebody, the opposite happens.
Wish me harm.
Lynn.
Wish me poverty.
Yo, Uncle T.
Please wish me poverty.
Up until you die.
Are you doing that dance?
Yeah, I'm doing the dance.
Honestly, hey, I'm not that powerful.
It's for a lotto.
My tongue is the worst. It's the worst, honestly. I don't know. That's why I don't believe in karma. I really don't.
Is it?
No, I don't.
What happens when you speak good? Does that happen?
Maybe I should do that, right?
Speak good to me now.
Uncle T.
How?
If I speak good, then the worst will happen. I mean, I get it's vice versa, so I can't do that. But thanks for that advice.
JJ?
I'll wish them well.
Yes, wish them well.
Flourish when I'm a girl. Okay.
I don't use my tongue for anything harm on somebody else.
Have you ever though?
Out yes, on myself. And that sucks.
On yourself, Juliet.
No.
What do you mean?
You know, the power of the tongue, it's not necessarily you wishing harm on somebody else, but you speaking
be.
Something to life and it happens. Like, I used to say, I don't want to get married. I don't want to get married. Like,
oh, wow.
To my family. And my daddy's like, you see, how old are you now? You know, so I don't know, maybe. Jeez.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's
my other question is, how do you know this tagile? Maybe give out to what I tell him the consul gomra.
No.
Because who knows? Who but knows that Ohadila motor wrong?
Yeah.
The cons.
Yeah. It's possible.
And about.
And I give a law into you.
You spoke harm and it happened.
In my table, but now I once wished my baby daddy Bobby fella, and 2 weeks is a halaki mushedi the horegar vatamu tunta or something like that, and it happened.
Ha.
Bona in a little cocoa. I was the first person in the whole game, you know. So, yeah, Ile and Sarahante, but more home when I said, okay, like you do the killy one. I was like, ah, man, what did I gain? Ule Hile Hanya,
what do you say?
Hurt people. I mean, why have this topic today? Like, why have a revengeful thought on a Monday? I woke up and I was like, Taba, what? Tabu! Why are we talking about hurt people? Because we know hurt people. Then I was there by the stairs going, how dare he like introduce us on a Monday? Guys, revenge is not sane. Revenge is not sane.
You're talking like this because it has happened.
No, it hasn't.
You have spoken it into reality.
No.
Come on.
No, Tabu, you're speaking to somebody who's been in therapy for 4 years flat.
Before therapy.
No, I know words are dangerous. Guys, words are dangerous. Energy is energy.
Wait. Now you know.
I know. I've always known. Never. I don't have to learn from my own mistakes. I can learn from other people's mistakes. And
can
having
I call
a father,
Grahamstown now?
Yes, you can. You heard people calling in saying she was amazing in matric. Don't even come for me, Wena. And you know, when your father's a psychologist, he makes you learn from other people's mistakes. He doesn't wait for you to learn something he's been telling you. Hurt people, guys, revenge, there's no point.
What is it about anger, though? What is it about anger and hurt?
Yes.
That when you speak those words, you immediately feel better. It's like this is the remedy, the anesthetic you need.
It's a simple scientific rule. You cannot create or destroy energy. You can either transfer it, give it away, or transform it, change it. So Luna, Nina, you're giving it. So that's why it feels better because it's out there.
It's out.
Aboruna, we transform it. We say, I forgive you for being hurt because hurt people hurt me. That's why you had to hurt me.
Yeah.
Let me go and now heal from the hurt you have caused me.
Well, now you're not even one of the 1% percentile.
No, I know, I'm very special.
You are 0.1 percentile.
No, I know, Tabo, I know. And working on yourself, take being happy. This is what I advocate. Being happy takes work. You've got to get up.
No wonder.
And do something about getting your happiness.
No wonder your show is called The Midday Joy.
I know.
Take the last sip. Call us now on 086-00-00-959.
Naka topic ubulela ka yona ntato waka ile etsa hala. Ke tswa ko etsa shopping ke tsa mali madam. Mthakong ra memiso re miso tsa maka venture. Ra tsela plus tsa rona vera di biya ko backseat. Mthako a drive it ha re fitla a tshotse re fuloge ka gopela go yena re mona kopa gore ke ntse di plastic tsa ka go morao kwa kuna li plastic tsa ka go morao go botung nana le sound vele go morao so ga ke mo gopela go ra ke ntse di plastic gore go nna ke manga o mfile a itse ke kenye di plastic kwa ke kopile mang ke re na okay ya so re ke ntse phosa ka go kopa mara nena re vele plastic because ka bona adventure ke for really di plastic tse baya fetsa go tsa shopping so that's why ke kopile gore ke kentse kakwa because ne re lotse tlhoko are haya yena di ka sedi ntse dilo tseo okay ka re sharp ka re haya nna ntho ke rapelang antwepisa le sethunya are kone ka re kwena ke rapela gore ga o thena mo ka re ka dinamelwa ke koloi GLE e wate ntate mokule ke so fetse le o bua a ra sa jika so a buela morao na le empty ya mnamela a le o ratle ko nna zanga bone ke sa mbona ke kwa di-plastic tsa ka ke tsamaya kavakare modimo sometimes wa araba
isn't sometimes ha bolela dilo di a etsala yo Sharon Mashike RT it was last year ka June when I had a fight with my boyfriend's brother out of anger I said to him you will never see the end of 2020 it happened he was shot at his house in July Spew
and Ratif
you spoke calm and it happened.
Yebo bathi ish and yazi ababuhlungu ngoba bokungcwefi yesister rand
hayi
and ma bamgcekezela it was 20 something okudlala iworld cup ye France ngiphumile ngibheka nama out
sure
mangibuya ngithola kugcekezela ngithindlini umuntu engithukethe ngase muthwa gole ke muthwa mo jardin
yeah
and ke amusola ke mfana wa mo jardin bar next ngithe mangivela after 2 days ngithola vele phetha ama city into zam ngathi yazini angifuni ukuthola wena ukuthi ungaboshwa umngane wakho lo uyithatha ukuthi angafa ngoba wena wakithi uthi uyohlala nje ejele and really waboshwa after 5 days aboshwele ezinye izinto zabo kwashona umama wakhe after 5 days aboshiwe akakwazanga nokuncoba umama wakhe nanamhlanje le nto isangishaya ukuthi yazini ngakhuluma into obongamela ngiyikhulume
usasejele namanje
hayi sakaphumi
ninjani niyaringa ma
yayinoma sejele ngamtshela ngathi ngingibhesuke
obumpesu
waqeda ngizange ngamtshela ngathi ngeke ngibhesu mara thema sekaphuma ngahlala naye phansi ngathi mamela bengikwatile bewe wenze ngakhona bengexpect ungayenza wena but mhlawumbe sifundile isifundo athi Clotman ngeke ngiphinde namhlanje straight akasatshontshi akasenzi iningi umuntu ozifilela ikhono uyazisebenzela
angitshela uma ukhuluma izinto ezinhle kwenzakalani Phiwe
yabona ngifunde from lapho uma khona into ezinhle empini kuyenzakala and kufana noma ngabe kunasambodo okudla endlini bonke bavele bathi yazi khona isiphiwe uma ngithandazela ngibana ngithandaza into zakhe ziba right bagcine bathi mnomo wakho ugifta rona wena libitho lakho la-understand isiphiwo sethu sokuthi kumele uncede abantu hayi ukuthi uzise abantu obuhlungu ngafunda from lapho ngathi ngeke ngiphinde ngikhulume into embi empini noma ngizise ubuhlungu kanjani vele ngithi ngikopa naliyona rihlukane sikagcabana bye bye uthi kuyangena ngishiye kunjalo ukuthi ningakhiphi any weight engekho right
Spiwe
bathi
ngicela ungithandazele bro
kuzokwenzakela yonke into oyifuna iyenzakele bathi
ngiyabonga bro
onda bathi
odla.
Yes, I did wish someone bad and God really made it happen. Was hijacked Lai White City. The hijacker missed my sister nga 4 bullets and missed my mom ngeyi bullet and then la indlini 2 bullets the one that was directed to me hit at the door and then yaya ku ceiling the following day masi counter ama bullets angabangene kithi there were 7
sure.
You know what happened the very same perpetrator who the very same hijacker that was killing us and hijacked my car was killed with 16 bullets meaning 7 plus 7 plus 2 bonus uNkulunkulu wayenza sayibona, and I was told ukuthi sekashonile. I went and I was told ukuthi sekashonile, and I went even to his funeral.
Take what's a Rose Bank.
Sometimes uthi ukukhuluma izinto ezibhed ebantwini ziwele ebantwaneni bakho. Njengoba lisho futhi iBhayibheli ri bana batlashwela buhobho babatswadi babona. Ungabe ukukhuluma into ebhed umuntu ungazi ukuthi izoyenzakala kanjani kuwe. Sometimes umuntu uzikhesa yena acabanga ukuthi ukhesa abanye abantu.
Amen.
The best tea in the city every Monday to Thursday from 9 to 12 p.m. on Kaya FM 95.9.